Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Parsons. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Parsons. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunt bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Lewis moves to third. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Canizzaro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Parsons covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canizzaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Canizzaro reaches second base with a double. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parsons bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosnovsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 0 for 1 in the game. Crane Poole hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Gary Kolb batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kolb is 0 for 1 in the game. Kolb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Crane Poole trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Santo, who tags Crane Poole for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kolb, who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landrum hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Banks moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosnovsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canizzaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Canizzaro takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Miller now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Canizzaro to McMillan and they have Beckert trapped. The throw over to Cranepool, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kolb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. John Stevenson pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Stevenson now catching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Larry Miller. Chuck Hiller batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bethke now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert is hit by the pitch. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert moves to third. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Stewart hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Beckert scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kolb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.